Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, the day after Palm Sunday. It is Passover week. I'm very excited about that. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. And welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
And yes, this is the beginning of Passover week. And so very important that all of you Christian patriots out there understand the importance of Passover and Passover week, and it's about the Lord.
Yes.
It's not a Jewish holiday.
That's right. It is
about Jesus Christ. And like we've described before, I mean, this is the truth in the news, and this is God's word.
That's right.
And so when we're talking about Passover week, we're not talking about Easter. We are not talking about Easter.
No.
And so the day of resurrection is not the same thing as Easter.
No, we grew up with Easter. I mean, we didn't know any different.
Right.
And come to find out that the Sunday it started off as a pagan celebration to worship Ishtar, which is where Easter came from.
Pagan god Ishtar.
Right. Well, coloring eggs and, all this enchantment.
Some fertility goddess.
Right. Yeah. And we started finding that out. And here's the other thing, too, is it moves you away from, although, you know, one can argue, you know, Christianity took it over. Now it's about the raising of our king, you know, the returning from the dead, the resurrection of our king on Resurrection Sunday. And so that's why we celebrate. But, you know, if you just focus on that part, you're still missing so much.
Exactly.
Because him raising from the dead
is the first fruits.
Right.
That God himself recognizes and has always recognized and described as his own feasts, his own celebrations.
Yes.
And it says specifically in the Bible, they're not Jewish feasts. It says they are my feasts, and it says it with a capital M. So God is calling them his feasts. And if this is the God we worship, and it is,
right,
we probably better show up to his invitation for his feasts.
Learn about them. What a blessing it is.
Because, huge blessing.
I mean, all of this, all of those feasts, like, well, let's say Passover, they're all shadows, foreshadowings of things, of prophecy to be fulfilled. And he fulfilled that.
Right.
Passover of the spotless lamb who was sacrificed. In fact, Christ was being crucified at the exact moment, because it was Passover, you know, weekend, and he was being crucified at the exact moment that the lamb over at the temple was being sacrificed.
Yep, for the evening sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So all of that lines up. I mean, he fulfilled the feasts on the exact feast days, right? From the Passover lamb, or the day of Passover,
right?
You know, through the first fruits, raising from the dead, and the
Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yes, Feast of Unleavened Bread. Exactly. Yep. So, it's just really cool to learn about. So we started focusing on the Passover and kind of just dismissing Easter, although, you know, we celebrate the resurrection of our king, and but we'll read through the first fruits.
Well, exactly.
As opposed to, you know, Easter.
Well, and because Satan is a copier, his copy of what God has is always the diminished version that is enshrouded in lies.
Right.
Right. And so his version of the resurrection is Easter, you know, where you're going to divert your worship to some fertility goddess named Ishtar instead of to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings,
right,
Lord of Lords, right? And so it's just the demonic underhanded way of subverting God's feast days.
Subversion is the perfect word to describe what's happened to, well, all of God's feasts and how, you know, we've been diverted away from it. So, yeah, absolutely. But that's coming up on Friday. So, we're excited about
that. It's exciting for sure.
Okay. Now we've got a there is so much going on in the news cycle today. The world is just on this crazy train and, watching all this stuff unfold. So, we're going to get to all this stuff, but let's hurry up and get into the word of the day. Make sure we're well grounded because
that's right,
man. That's
first things first.
That's our safe place right there. Just to cling to that. He's our refuge.
For sure. Okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 18, which read under the title, Bringing Many Sons to Glory. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him with a capital H. My with a capital M, H with a him with a capital H.
Yes.
And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And that's it.
Nice.
Great way to kick off the Passover week,
yes,
isn't it?
I'll say.
how wonderful in that, in how it says in verse 10 and 11 that in bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
Yeah.
And there is other scripture that says that Jesus himself had to learn obedience through suffering.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting scripture?
Yes.
What an interesting concept.
Right.
Christ had to learn obedience.
The sinless, perfect, spotless lamb had to learn obedience.
He had to learn anything. Just the idea that he had to learn anything was is pretty amazing. But,
right,
you know, I don't think it's also not necessarily meaning he didn't know anything about it. And this is new skill that he had to acquire because he just doesn't know about it. It. You know, it's more of the process,
right,
of it, of living it out.
Exactly. And understanding what walking in obedience means, because if you're not missing the mark, if you're walking perfectly like he did, you're not sinning ever.
Right.
You're not even missing the kind of hidden concepts that go over most people's heads.
Yes.
You're not even missing any of those. You're catching all of those and you're walking and you're hitting the mark every single time.
That's right.
That is just, that's so remarkable. But you know what I really love about this passage is in verse 12, where he quotes the Old Testament. He says, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. Can you guys wrap your mind around that for a second?
I can't.
That we sinners who are not worthy, have never been worthy of his sanctification, and yet it's his grace that causes him,
yes,
to sacrifice himself for us, his grace and his great love for us, that he, the Lord, Jesus Christ, is going to sing praises to us in front of the assembly,
yes,
when we're in heaven with
and
him.
Recognize your name.
Can you even grasp that?
No, I can't even wrap my mind around that. You and I were having this discussion a while back when we first kind of, I guess, really focused on that scripture and what that really meant and what it might look like, it's hard to fathom that.
It is.
I mean, it should be the other way around. And it will be the other way around. I mean, we are going to praise him and worship him. But when he declares us in front of the assembly, he's going to sing praises to us.
If there's anything that shows how great his love is for us, it's that verse.
Yeah.
That, in fact, worship of the Lord is a sacrifice of your self-pity. It's described as a sacrifice of your self-pity so that you can be joyful before the Lord and sing praises to him.
Right.
So when you are abounding with love for him is when you're in true worship of him. And when you're joyful, you're singing. The definition, the Hebrew definition of joy is actually like skipping, singing.
Right.
Singing and like almost in...
enthralled
in exuberantly dancing and singing in front of him. That is the description of Hebrew joy. And so if you are singing in front of him, it's because of your great love, and that is reflected in that verse where he is singing praises to us.
Yeah, I
first of all, just the idea of hearing Jesus sing anything at all, sing
right.
to God, you know, I mean, even the concept of hearing him sing anything would be like, I wouldn't miss that for the world, right?
Right?
You know, wouldn't you pay every dollar you had to see that?
Yes.
You know, and yet there it will be. And he'll be singing it to us. That's just...
And you can't. You couldn't, if you were the richest person in the world, you couldn't pay
you
your
couldn't
way into
pay
that.
Pay your way in. That's right.
Nope. He did all the paying for us if we'll just accept him.
That's right. The priceless blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
Wow, what a great scripture.
That's so exciting.
Hebrews.
Oh, and by the way, also that verse that I was quoting in verse 12 where he's quoting from the Old Testament, that verse comes from Psalm 22, verse 22.
All right.
Yeah, so that's Psalm 22:22 is where that quote comes from. And so the word of the day, again, is Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 18.
Outstanding. All right, got it. All right, guys, this is segment one of The Morning Commute. We'll be back right after these messages with segment two. Segment one was brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help get your preps taken to the next level. Don't delay. We're just on borrowed time. So check them out at prepping2-0.com. Stay right there. We'll be back in a minute.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And let's see, segment two brought to you by Hub City Mercantile. They are an authorized distributor of the Berkey water filters. And Lady Liberty and I have one. Swear by it. It will filter anything and everything. And you got to have water. All these disasters, all these tornadoes that we're seeing, and more to come, earthquakes and everything else is coming down the line. It all comes down to water, clean drinking water. But anyway, you can get a discount and help support us as well. If you go to radiofreeredoubt.com, it's the second posting that you'll see down there. Clean water, got to have it. Click on that. That'll take you to Hub City Mercantile. And don't forget to use the coupon code RADIO. That's the coupon code RADIO. That's at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. We'll put that on the sidebar as soon as we get a chance to do that. But right now that posting is prominently posted there. I think it's the second one down. So, Lady Liberty.
Well, yes, everyone. Welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. And you're right. We have one person that is posting directly, boots on the ground, from Mississippi, the tornado disaster down in Mississippi.
And there are more.
And that was their first biggest issue, was lack of potable water.
Yep.
They couldn't find water anywhere. Everything is just completely turned to toothpicks down
there. That's right. And FEMA's taking control of the relief. People are showing up there 5 minutes after they close, you know, needing socks or needing water. Oh, we're closed.
Yeah, because it's 4 p.m. and they fly out of there so fast.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And so you've got to be self-sufficient. You've got to be self-reliant. And at the top of the list, you got to have water.
Yep, first things first.
Yep. So anyway, okay, there's just so much going on in the news cycle. This is going to be a very interesting week with the Trump developments. We've got stuff going on with our food supply.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
This is very alarming. Scary.
Well, and first, actually, before we kick that off, I've got a quick little update here. Just this is one of the things where you have to kind of call your victories when they arise, right?
Yeah.
And let us just have a little bit of fun with victory when they do come. And so from the Communist News Network, CNN, it says here that CNN has a disastrous month of March. The primetime ratings were down 61%.
Oh,
take that,
yes.
Communist News Network.
Yep, go woke, go broke.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, they've been so bad for so long. Unbelievable. But there's also something that you guys need to be aware of in Idaho. Brad Little has put out a poll for this House bill, HB 71, which will ban transitions for minors, transsexual surgeries, and mutilations is what they are. And it was passed, easily passed. It's going to the governor's desk, and he's got a little poll going. We're asking if he gets enough support for or against it, he'll make his decision on whether or not to veto it. You got to be kidding me. I'm going to do the right thing unless I'm pressured one way or the other. Then I'll do the wrong thing if enough people... Well, the left is organized. They got people calling the governor's office, and the patriots need to be sounding off right now. He's looking for an excuse to veto this. It's pathetic. So anyway, you can get a hold of... get a pen and paper. Call Governor Little's office. Here's the number. 208-334-2100. To support HB 71, and you just press one, and then if to support the bill, you press one again. And again, that phone number is 208-334-2100 to support HB 71. It just takes a few seconds, and have everybody in your household call that number. If you live in Idaho, sound off. All right.
Okay, and so before we get into the food supply issue, we want to keep the focus on Israel, especially because we are approaching end times, and boy, everyone basically says, keep your eye on Israel, because that's where God's eye is daily. And so we have an update here from about the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, and his plan for a new National Guard force in Jerusalem, because, wow, I'm impressed with this guy. He's got spine.
Yep.
He's even got more spine than Netanyahu, because Netanyahu has kind of put a pause on the plan to overhaul their judicial system because some of the protests that are going on. But Ben-Gvir is saying, no, go for it, go for it, go for it.
He understands the war they're in.
Right, and he's saying, we're not here to appease the Palestinians.
That's right.
And as they shouldn't be, that is the land that was given to them by God. And so listen here. This is a great little clip coming out of Israel 24 News, and they kind of are highlighting what's going on there right now.
There was really swirling speculation earlier this week just around whether the governing coalition in Israel could even be held together amidst the internal pushback from the defense minister, the prime minister's eventual, well, pause on the controversial legislative overhaul. But eventually, after talks with the prime minister, one of the staunchest critics of any delay, National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, announced that he had agreed to back Netanyahu's pause, but in exchange for a promise to create his long-sought so-called National Guard. Now, the announcement came after Ben-Gvir even reportedly threatened to quit the government if Netanyahu actually threw away the overhaul. But to go to the source here, and we're happy to be joined by Yishai Fleischer, advisor to Israel's National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir. Yishai, we love having you on the show. To be honest, you give some good, clear-eyed, you know, answers to some of the toughest, you know, issues we're facing here. And I want to bring up Ben-Gvir now. Obviously, you're close to him. I recall, you know, closely watching, you know, his campaigning ahead of elections. It was all about restoring security, order, you know, fighting terrorism. I don't recall this judicial overhaul as a big talking point. Why is this reform package now so important to him that he'd even, you know, walk away from his greatest seat of power, willing to quit over it?
David, I think that, first thing, thanks for having me on. I think that indeed this has not been the major part of the Ben-Gvir package that he offered at elections, but it was part of the broader ticket. Remember, it was also together with the Religious Zionist Party of Bezalel Smotrich. And we all understand that so many things that we want to do in the country are thrown away by the Supreme Court. For example, a terrorist homes that, you know, we've caught a terrorist or a terrorist, you know, committed an act and has been killed. We want to destroy their house as part of the deterrence. The organization that stops us from moving forward is the Supreme Court a lot of times. So they hurt the deterrence of Israel. So that was, you know, how that connected to the Ben-Gvir platform. But the bottom line is, in fact, the reality of the political reality on the ground is that Minister Ben-Gvir did not quit the government, and he extracted the concession of something that he really did want, which is more security for Israelis through this National Guard.
Yeah, what Netanyahu's got an uphill battle there, because what he's fighting is this controversial reform. The reason why it's controversial is because globalists, World Economic Forum types, and Antifa street thugs that have been worked up are pushing back against a pro-Israeli nationalist conservative government that wants to secure their country. And these people are leftists, the same people that we've got to deal with here in this country.
That's right. And we've got another entirely different topic here that is very crucial that you understand, and quickly.
Yeah.
They are planning to start introducing the mRNA so-called vaccine into the food supply through the beef and the pork, from what we understand.
Right.
Without even getting a vote from the people, they're just going to start. And this is highly dangerous. And I would not even buy any more beef or pork until, I don't know, tell you, contact your local farmer and are able to ask him whether or not he is administering this mRNA garbage.
Yeah, it's supposed to start in April. Yeah, yep, this month.
Yep, starting in April. So we're already 2-3 days into it now. And so listen to attorney Tom Renz talk about this topic of introducing an informed consent bill in Missouri, not a stop the mRNA, but just to label food, saying, hey, this has now got mRNA in it. And this is just a bill being proposed in Missouri. It's House Bill 1169. Listen now.
This bill does three things, right? And I'm going to read this. Okay, this is a quote from the bill. Any product that has been created to act as or exposed to processes that could result in the product potentially acting as a gene therapy, or that could otherwise possibly impact, alter, or introduce genetic material or a genetic change into the user of the product, individuals exposed to the product, or individuals exposed to others who have used the product, shall be conspicuously labeled with the words potential gene therapy product, unless the product is known to be a gene therapy product. Reasonable steps shall be taken to ensure the potential purchaser, the user of the product, is made aware of the presence of the label. If the product is known to be a gene therapy product, the product shall be labeled conspicuously with the words gene therapy product. Okay, what does this mean? All this means, folks, is that if there's gene therapy products, you get to know about it. It's a labeling bill. It doesn't do anything. We don't say you can't do it. We don't say there's an issue with it. We just say, hey, you got to make sure the consumers know if you're going to screw with their genes. Sounds pretty simple, right? Pretty simple. Now, I want you to remember that because I'm going to come back to it in a second. I'm going to tell you the other two parts of the bill. There's two other parts. I'm going to read this to you because I don't want it to be misconstrued. The other side is lying about this bill, and I want you to hear it. And I want this bill sponsored in every state. You need to take this bill to your legislature in every Republican state and ask them to sponsor it. We're going to be talking about how and why. Okay, part two. Upon written request of any resident of this state, any entity that produces, sells, or distributes a product in this state with the capacity to infect an individual with a disease or to expose that individual to a genetically modified material, including but not limited to vaccines, gene therapies, drugs, and medical interventions, shall provide any and all information related to the ways in which individuals who did not directly obtain or use the product may be exposed to the product or component of the product, right? What this means, and there's more, it goes on a little bit, but what it means is shedding has to be disclosed and how shedding works has to be disclosed. And that makes sense because if it's a gene therapy product and it can spread, we have the right to know. I have the right to know if my genetics are being screwed with, don't I? Don't I? Okay, third part. This is super important. Any entity that makes a product available in this state that transmit to or be absorbed in any individual in any way that would act as a medical intervention, vaccine, drug, or genetic modification shall obtain fully informed consent from all individuals who could be exposed to such product before exposure could occur. Fully informed consent requires at a minimum that an individual is made aware of all benefits and risks, including side effects of the product, any adverse events of special interest, and any other reasonably possible impacts of the product.
Now, there's more to this, and Lady Liberty's got the exact website address. You can go and learn more.
That's right. This is an extreme alert to everyone out there. And so you can learn more by going to this attorney's website. His name is Tom Renz, R-E-N-Z.com. So it's just TomRenz.com.
Yep. There you go. All right, guys. Well, you be safe out there, and you have a blessed day. And keep us in your prayers and pray for the Republic and our president. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.